This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation, day in, day out, inside, outside, upside, downside. We've got it all here on the DJV Show with personalities like Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I am here to tell you this is a good time. Everybody who comes in stays for the ride. So enjoy yourself as Jennifer gives us the first story of the hour.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, and it's sort of technology, sort of safety-based. Could facial recognition be coming to your kid's high school? Well, that is very much a probability. There is a Western New York school district that is set to become the first in the nation to match its technology to databases of suspected threats. This is according to the Associated Press. This is another example of a school taking safety measures that might sacrifice student privacy as the gun safety debate rages nationwide. Think about the fight over just closed-circuit surveillance cameras on campuses. Already there are issues there with that. There are debates over school resource officers and even metal detectors. Any change, even for safety, always comes with controversy, and along with uneven application for schools with more poor and minority students, that's even becoming a factor in these debates. So they're saying that this technology is on the horizon. It will be tried in the New York School District, and what that means is that there will be a single point of entry, which is a good thing, where students will walk through and their face will be scanned, and they will be looking, they'll be using technology to look for any matches of people who have already been flagged as threats in the system. This is very controversial. There are people saying that this violates students' rights, but there is another group that's saying this is just the latest step in securing students on campus. I don't know how I feel if I were a parent. And is this any better than having an armed security officer or maybe an armed teacher on campus?
What is this nation coming to? My God. Mm-hmm. What have we done?
I think people realize something needs to be done in response. The question is what? And I think everybody's all over the board in response to that one.
I think with cameras and social media and everything, there are already pictures of our face everywhere all the time, especially kids in high school. So, yeah, it's a privacy issue. I don't have as much of an issue with that as thinking about how long is it going to take everyone to get into school if they have to scan all of their faces going in one door first.
Yeah.
And it's just like thinking of the school that I went to. I don't know how big schools in that district typically are, but, like, I went to a high school with almost 2,000 kids, so I don't really understand how that's going to happen nationwide if it happens in New York and then they try and spread it across the country. How does that work? I feel like it's just going to take forever to get all, like, kids are going to have to show up a half an hour early just so they can get into school on time.
Or they'll have stagger it.
What problem are we solving here? That's one of the... As the people who know who listen to this program, the threshold here, when we look at something like this, come up with a reason or try to figure out what are we solving. And I don't know where we may think. It seems like drama in theater to me. And it maybe makes you feel safer to be doing things like this, but are you really? Is there any such thing anymore as it's like privacy? There's none anymore. Is there safety? Or are we all kind of on our own here? You know, you lock your house and you put this bolt, deadbolt on and the lock here. And it's just, what have we created?
And are we going to pay attention to the threat? I mean, one of the problems that surrounded the Nicholas Cruz story is that people knew he was a nut. People reported it. The school knew, but they chose to ignore the fact that people thought he was a threat. So my question would be, you can scan kids all day long, but if someone is marked and flagged, are you going to pull them out of line, or are you just going to let them walk right onto the campus? And that would be the question for the school system.
Well, I'm curious what databases it's actually going to access, because if the FBI or whoever these people are being reported to, if they're not actually going into a database and they're just saying, oh, well, we knew about this guy, we'd heard about him, but we didn't do anything about it, then I don't think that really helps anyone either. I don't know. So on one hand, it could make up for the FBI's flaws that they haven't been able to do anything about these people. But on the other hand, if they're not putting people in the system in the first place, then it doesn't really do anything. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in high school anymore.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Here's the story. Another person in the news is Melita Corrado, who was a Trader Joe's assistant manager, died during that standoff between a gunman and the police in L.A. She was killed by a police bullet. The police chief said, quote, "As the chief, I'm sorry for the loss. I want to express my deepest condolences and sympathy." Now, the story of this thing has become crazy in Silver Lake. This guy, Gene Atkins, shot at officers as he ran into the store. So here's an innocent woman killed in a circumstance where a guy goes nuts, the selfish bastard that he is. That's all. I mean, think about this. This starts with things like accidents on highways. All the accidents that happen on the highway caused by somebody being careless. Somebody pulled up almost in front of the farm yesterday, was lighting a cigarette and lost control of the truck and went over the embankment and rolled over, and you couldn't pass. They had an hour and a half close the road to get this guy because he was just thoughtless and stupid, paying no attention. And in this circumstance, I use that as an example of people who are selfish. This guy is—he's angry at his grandmother or something. I don't even know what was it.
I guess because she wouldn't let the girlfriend live in their house or something like that.
So
she
then,
said no.
How
so
does
he shoots
it end
her
up,
seven times?
Yeah, and then how does
she
he end
didn't
up
die?
In a Trader Joe's? Yeah, but, well, that's good, I guess, for her. But here's this innocent woman. The guy runs into a Trader Joe's to hide from the police, and the police start shooting. And this woman gets killed.
Yeah, my mom just posted a picture of her last night. She taught her, actually, at North Hollywood High School.
Yeah.
And just talked about what a wonderful girl she was. And she was a manager at Trader Joe's and had been for quite some time. And the way that this all worked out, at least from my understanding, and the way the LAPD has described it in press conferences this week, is they said that he shot the grandmother. He then took the girlfriend hostage, put her in the car, and led police on a chase because they had responded to the shots fired. He wrecked his car, got out of the car, started running, and engaged with the police with bullets. He was shooting at the police officers.
Yes, he runs
and
into the...
So they had to decide whether or not they were going to shoot back. And in that moment, they did. They tried to neutralize him before he went into the Trader Joe's because they didn't know what he was going to do once he barricaded himself inside. And that is what eventually killed Melly, is that she ran outside and was hit actually by LAPD gunfire. Mm-hmm. But this guy will still stand charges on her murder because it's not like the LAPD was just shooting into the air. They were shooting at him, and they had to try to make that decision whether or not to neutralize him before he went in the store. And obviously he made it in. She went into the store after she was shot. She collapsed, and that's where she died.
Oh. We've gone nuts. We have gone nuts. Crazy. Nuts, nuts, nuts. I sort of flattened out. I was looking at my Facebook, and the story of a woman that I've known for a long time, probably 17, 18 years, she came to me as a young PR assistant and was working with some clients, and we became friends. And I haven't talked to her for, I don't know, a couple of years, or I haven't seen her for a couple of years, and I'm just looking at the post. She's dying of terminal cancer.
Aww.
And she's probably... Jennifer, your age, maybe. Well, no, she's probably late 40s, I'm going to guess. She can't get out of bed. She can't feed herself. And she's a young woman. She can't shower. So she was posting a picture of herself, and that's why it showed up, and it flagged it, looked at it. She looks normal almost, but then she describes what's going on. And then I think to myself, okay, here's a woman. I didn't know her well, but we've had many pleasant conversations, a couple of pleasant dinners. I helped her. She helped me. Good, solid person. Good executive. She started her own PR company. She was smart. And there, but for the grace of God, do we all go. I guess that's one way of looking at it. But why she wasn't, from what I could tell, she didn't abuse herself, didn't look like she did, drugs and stuff, so... But you never know. That's really kind of the way it is. And so we have all of this distraction around us that we get so worked up about. This guy and his grandmother, and you chase him down the street, and he just thinks about himself. It's important to think about yourself, for sure, but it's also important to hold in mind and maybe in thought other people who are going through a lot more than you are, who, you know, we all have problems, for sure. But think about people who are facing. I now refer to it when my friend Chris Walsh died a couple of months ago. His wife posted a picture of where they put the ashes up in Maine behind a what was really kind of a green door. It was a moss-covered slab, and under it were, you know, things that were important to him, and so she put his ashes there. And so my comment was, he now knows what's behind the green door. And that is, it's what's behind the green door. None of us know. We speculate, we think, but this woman who would be a very healthy, smart person, just now it's over. And it's, you know, it's kind of young, actually. When you think about how quickly the time goes, Jennifer teases me about continuing to reference the day and the time and how fast time
enough.
Is going.
I know. Yeah. I don't want to wish it away. That's for sure.
No, you don't. But in this, it's just maybe, I don't know. I've been thinking about it more lately because of my age, and I don't worry about it because I think I know what happens afterwards. I'm comfortable with how I live my life, how I have lived it, learned a lot, and lived a lot, and wish I could change a few things. But you know what? You don't, because you can't. It's the rearview mirror. So I just wish good luck to Pamela Johnston. 18 after the hour.
Thursday through Saturday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, the new Ultimate Jegging for Juniors is just $17.60. Vans for the family start at $35.99. And Twin and Twin XL bedding sets are just $47.99. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Kickstart your back-to-school savings at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid July 26th through 28th with promo code FRIEND20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to choose the font for the tattoo of your girlfriend's name, Tara.
The swirly one.
Begin tattooing and get a breakup text from Tara as you finish the last A.
Can you make it pterodactyl or something?
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 tattoo minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. How well do you wash your hands? Dr. Gregory Poland, director of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, says adults could do much better at the sink.
People go to the bathroom and they run their fingers under the water. Well, that does nothing. And then they grab the dirty faucet and they touch the dirty handle on the way out of the bathroom.
Dr. Poland says that in public washrooms, there are often more bacteria on those faucets than in the toilet water. So next time you're at the sink,
so you wash your hands while singing happy birthday to yourself. You get between the fingers, the fingertips, the thumb. You turn the water off with a paper towel. And you open the door to leave with a paper towel and dispose of the paper towel. That's how you wash your hands. Ideally with warm, soapy water.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Look for savings in your Sunday newspaper. Available at Walmart.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you have not seen the movie yet, go see it. You'll like it, especially when they start singing this song coming in to the scene, the venue, the hotel on the boats. It's just fun, fun, fun. A lot of excitement generated by the movie this past weekend as it opened around the country, around the world, actually. All things ABBA are on the rise. The soundtrack, for example, to Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, which features the cast of the movie covering a lot of these hits like Waterloo and Fernando, has debuted at number 20 on the Billboard album chart. And they'll have gains, you can be sure of that, in the next week or two. The first Mamma Mia movie soundtrack re-entered the list at number 89. Album sales up 123%. The album spent 1 week at number one in 2008, sold over 2 million copies. That's not bad. Meanwhile, ABBA's Best Of collection, Gold Greatest Hits, zooms from 141 to 86 on the album chart. Their on-demand streams climbed 20% to 7.6 million. Talk about a cash cow. There it is. Good. Good for them. It's good music. It's a good, wholesome story. It's a nice movie. You will enjoy it. I think anybody would enjoy it, no matter what their age, their status. Good. It's kind of a good, fun play. Good place to go for a couple of hours and just forget everything. All right, also, musically in the news today, the Bleachy Beach Boys are reuniting for a town hall with Sirius XM fans. They have a summer channel on Sirius XM, and it is featuring the music of the Beach Boys. It's the Beach Boys channel this summer. So Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, David Marks, along with Beach Boy Bruce Johnston, participating in this radio service, the Town Hall series, where they'll answer questions about their career. It's a live group appearance, and not often do these guys get together because some of them don't really like each other. Very much. The Wilsons
surprise
don't
Brian
like,
Wilson's in on this with Mike yeah. Love, because they don't really get along, right?
Well, I think they're kind of burying the hatchet. It would seem as they get a little older, a little smarter. I have not seen Brian Wilson's act, and I really want to. I keep, every time I see it promoted here locally, I think I'll go buy tickets, and then I get distracted and I don't do it. I have seen Mike Love in his Beach Boys version. It's good. It's not the original Beach Boys, but it's the sound. And because he's there, you kind of get into it. Rob Reiner is going to moderate the discussion as the Beach Boys answer questions from a group of listeners at the Capitol Records Tower in L.A. What a fabulous business. A fabulous place that is. It's so iconic. All the things that have happened there, Jennifer, it's just kind of a neat place. And they chose that location because it's where they recorded some of the earlier songs, the Beach Boys. Manager Jerry Schilling says it's historic because they haven't been in the same place since their 50th anniversary shows in 2012. So it airs on the 10th of next month on the Beach Boys channel on Sirius XM. So if you're a Beach Boys fan like I am, crank this up. There's nothing better in the summer or any time of the year, but four or five of these songs especially, God Only Knows is one of them.
This
sends me. Oh my God, this sends me the sun. So,
you should ever leave me. The life is to go unbelievably.
And although most of the lyrics for many of their songs were just plain silly, there were some like this one that really were very penetrating. Good Vibration, though. Good Vibration is not my favorite Beach Boys song, but it's a great lyric line in there. And this one, I think, is my favorite, except, well, I love Help Me Rhonda. Help Me Rhonda! Help Me Rhonda! Help Me Rhonda! I love that song.
Wow. That was something.
I could go on the road with them and sing like, Help Me Rhonda! Help Me Rhonda!
Oh, yeah, they would love that.
Eddie Murphy doing it. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With today's technology and robotics and artificial intelligence, it was only a matter of time before it made its way to your home. For example, iRobot is a pioneer in home robotics, launching the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner back in 2002. Not familiar with the Roomba? We asked Craig Hendrickson from iRobot to fill us in.
Technology that we've been developing over the years, robotic technology about how to navigate complex environments, and we applied that to something that many people view as relatively mundane, which is vacuuming your floor. One great thing about all Roombas is they do have a charging dock that they will return to automatically. Robot will go off its mission. Maybe you've scheduled it to run while you're at work. It'll automatically go run around your floor. And when it's done, it'll return and charge itself.
More on the Roomba family is at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces peace talks are underway to avert a trade war with the European Union.
So we're starting the negotiation right now, but we know very much where it's going.
After meeting at the White House with a top European Union official, the president told reporters their objective will be
to ease trade, reduce bureaucratic obstacles, and slash costs dramatically.
The president says the two sides are aiming to discontinue all tariffs. He's expected to discuss the plan further when he appears today in Dubuque, Iowa, and later in Granite City, Illinois. There's been a small explosion outside the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China. An embassy spokesman says a man set off the small bomb and was injured, but there were no reports of any other casualties. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Plus one is 34 after the hour. Did you like my math skills? Pretty impressive, eh, ladies? 33 plus one is 34. Ooh-ha. The DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I have a smile on my face and a smile in my voice because I'm going to listen to Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen tell me how wonderful I am or not. So, with that, Victoria and her giggle, what do we have that's brewing in the wind there, Victoria?
Well, the trending news, unfortunately, isn't how amazing you are, although that is true, but it's not trending currently. But Lindsay Lohan is trending.
Wonderful person, yes.
Yeah. So she's kind of been out of the spotlight for a few years now, but that's going to come to an end soon. She is back on reality TV. She is now in. She's now signed a deal with Bun & Murray Productions. That is the production company that produces Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And she will be doing a new reality show that is based on her resort businesses in Greece. That's where she's been. She's been living in Greece and in Mykonos, and she has been opening up these Lohan Beach Club resorts. They're not necessarily resorts. They're really more like nightclubs, but that's her new business venture.
Where's she getting the money?
Someone else has put up all the money for this, and they're using her name, but she's the one who's, kind of overseeing. Unfortunately, sadly, I don't know why, but I follow her on Instagram, so I've been seeing her doing all these openings of these nightclubs and things, and she seems very involved in it, and I guess one of her quote-unquote friends, she has a very weird group of people she hangs out with over there, but one of her friends, I guess, is in the nightclub business and decided to open them up and call them Club Lohan. So they will, this new show has been, this new series has been confirmed, and we don't know where it will air. It will air on MTV, actually. They're the ones who have picked it up, and they describe it as a more glamorous version of Vanderpump Rules. So it'll focus on the people who work at Lohan Beach House and Lindsay running her business and all that wonderful stuff. So that should be out later this fall.
All right. So, as long as we're talking about Greece, we ought to figure out what's going on. A lot of people have been killed in these fires, these wildfires. I think 74, 75 people. It has been described as like the last days of Pompeii. Remember that story from about 3,000, 4,000 years ago? Devastation is really horrible if you've seen some of this. And I don't know, other than making a comment about it, what really to do. It's just, I guess, information, but a lot of people in this town have just, the town's devastated. And I think there's a fire still brewing out in Montana or up in the upper Midwest, is there not? Wasn't on one of the...
Yosemite was still...
It was Yosemite, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's still burning. I don't think that they've continued.
Yeah, they packed up a bunch of people yesterday who were in the park and evacuated them. Really sad, because there's so much to burn up there, and it's so, so beautiful. So.
Yeah, it is. It's great. Well, is it... One wonders whether it is a carelessness or whether it's a result of wild weather. And the weather... have been, the weather reports, the weather incidents have been plentiful because of all the lightning and thunder that's crossing the country. We've had a week of really wild weather, and it continues, not only here in the Northeast, but it really has been the only place that seems peaceful and calm is California, Jennifer. I guess that's a cue for going out there for the weekend.
Isn't peaceful nice? And calm, if that means flex alert warnings and rolling brownouts, people without power, and it being 110, that's peaceful and calm. Sure.
Yeah, peaceful. Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at the heavy rains that have drenched this area, we have it down in Washington where Kara is, New York where Victoria is, where I am in New England, the rivers, the roads, and then the temperatures out there. So, what do we have? We have a lot of people who can't deal with millions of people, excessive heat, people under a flood watch. Phoenix was 113 degrees earlier this week. That's pretty high. 115 the day before. 155 people have died in Phoenix from heat exhaustion and heat stroke. This is kind of like the opposite of what happens the first snowstorm when people run out of the house with a shovel and aren't in physical condition to shovel snow, and they do and they drop of a heart attack. Same thing, you can't handle the heat. Oftentimes you go out in it and your body can't handle it. And Death Valley, 120 degrees.
Oh, they're circulating. I'll actually tell you a story about my friend in Death Valley, but they're circulating in Southern California, at least, maybe throughout the whole state, the difference between heat stroke and heat exhaustion, so that you can tell what you have because it's getting so hot. But actually, I have a friend who's running for Secretary of State in California. His name is Mark Moisier, and he's a Republican, so he has a very small chance of winning this race, but he did win the primary, and he's facing off against the Democratic incumbent, Alex Padilla. And so one of the ways that he's trying to get attention for himself, because he doesn't have the piles of cash that Padilla has as the incumbent, and of course the big party in California, he's decided to take a bike tour of the entire state of California.
And
it just so happens that today he is riding through Death Valley. Now, it's like 125. He's calling it his death tour. He actually let me know that it just happened that he was in Death Valley, and that he's like, I'll call in, and it may be my last report on the local show that I do. So hopefully we'll only hear good things, and he's going to keep himself really hydrated. But, man,
I hope he's on one of those like nice beach cruising bikes where you barely have to pedal, and it's just relaxing. Because if you're on like a racing bike,
man.
I have to be on something to race through Death Valley.
I hope he's on a road bike because then he can get out fast. If you're on one of those beach cruisers, it's going to take him forever to get out of there. Those things are so slow.
But it just takes minimal effort.
I
and you
guess.
Just sit yeah, and then, not yeah, die. Like, that's yeah. our hope for him.
What do the Republicans have to do in the state of California when all this we have to actually take a death mission through Death Valley?
If you go up to the northwest where Seattle, Portland, that area, they have a heat advisory, and it never, there's never a heat advisory up there. I can't remember ever seeing it because it's usually a, it's a, such a, temperate, I guess that's the best way of, that's the best word. So Baltimore, wettest July on record. Washington, wettest July on record. Let's see here. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, upstate New York. And through the end of the week, a lot of scattered showers. It may, by the end of the week, we might get one good day out of the week, but that's about it. Tough for farmers. I noticed that the president is trying to help the farming situation. This will be something that I'll report more on our Weekly American Family Farmer. This is just something he's... Well, when he first came in, Trump said... to the Canadians, you can't sell milk anymore here because it's too cheap. The government subsidizes the farmers up there, so they sell milk at a price that the biggest controller of the fluid milk supply in our country wants to buy. So we're importing all this milk in from Canada, and Trump said that has to stop. Now, the trade war with China is really having an impact, and so the farm bill that's going through Congress right now, they've been fighting about this all year long because some people actually have principles and they don't want to give $634 billion to these huge agribusinesses that don't need a red cent. Instead, the family farmer facing extinction in our country is getting a little bit more attention. So the idea, I mean, the Republicans are not thrilled about this because they want to help their pals, the big rich agribusinesses. Disgusts me to see this. The farm groups, especially the National Farmers Union, is trying to get some fairness for family farmers. And anyway, so the business, it depends on where the how you define or describe a farmer is really how you determine whether this is good or not good. There is a need for us to be very focused on where our food comes from and how that supply is getting weaker and smaller because the family farmers are disappearing. And so whether this helps, I haven't looked at it, I haven't dug around in it deeply enough yet. It's $12 billion, supposedly, to help farmers hurt by terrorists, but I want to see who the farmers, how they describe the farmers. But you'll hear a lot of talk about that, I think, the next couple of days. And let me flash back for just a second, Jennifer. You're talking about elections in California. We have it good here, even though we don't like the results. We don't like the way things are done. We don't like the ID stuff. But we don't usually have what they're going through this week in Pakistan. They had a national election. 27 people have been killed. A lot of people injured. Bombs blowing here and there. One place called Quetta, Q-U-E-T-T-A. Bloodshed over there is the norm. Pakistan, India less so, but the emotions that go and the control, all of this stuff, democracy is spreading, but it's messy business. And in this case, the people who are in power are going to lose power, and so they're blowing up the election. They're going to the polls and blowing them up. There you go. That's a way to, I guess, fix the election. All right, take a breath, take a breather. 15 before the hour here on the DJB Show.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
There's never been a better time to try our Sprint network. We have to find a way to tell everyone. Atlas is here to help.
Because now we have our new Unlimited Plus plan. It has Hulu and all the TV and movies you love, Tidal Premium music streaming, 15 gigabytes mobile hotspot, and full HD. All on the network built for Unlimited at the best price.
Exactly. We need to shout this deal from the rooftops.
You got it.
Atlas, I didn't mean literally.
Sprint's new Unlimited Plus plan. Best deal ever.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account. Features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit. $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Matthew.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, ladies, Ivanka Trump has had a fairly successful fashion line, and now she's going to stop doing what she has been doing for, what, a number of years? And I think it started in 2014.
She had tried to walk away from it, and I don't think it was working out without her. Plus, there were a lot of questions about conflict of interest, especially with this trade war with China. So probably just easier. She said fairer, I guess, to the workers that are still at the brand to walk away. So I don't know. I think there's also a lot of backlash because a lot of stores, because of their dislike for Trump, took a lot of her stuff out of the stores.
Yeah. What kind of foolishness is that? Why? Why do you do... Who thinks they started making it under...
Because, you know, there's fashion brands are always, you know, one... It's a label, but it's all made by the same manufacturer. And there's one big house. So they started just taking a lot of her designs and slapping a different label on them that were in stores like Stein Mart and...
Did she actually design stuff? She's a designer?
I think she approves designs. She's not a designer. But she has a lot of really pretty clothes.
Yeah.
Well, as much as it kills my mom every time she sees something pretty in the mall, she goes, it's an Ivanka Trump dress.
Oh, come on.
That's good taste.
It's a joke, Doug. It's a joke. We joke about it.
Okay, good. Oh, for your benefit, I get it. I get it. 10 before the hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
After the hour now, time for Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show to visit with us here on the DJB program. Warren has been on the air for, let's see, I think Marconi and he were cousins. So he started back then. That Pet Show has been on the air. Lots of great reasons to listen every weekend. Get your questions answered. You can go to hugsandkisses.com and connect to the Pet Show. Pet Show, there are all kinds of ways. WarrenEckstein.com. So he's here to help us understand things like the link between dog food and heart disease. I bet you talked about this on your program, or will, because the government is warning pet owners about a possible link, Warren, between certain dog foods and canine heart disease. I wonder if they kiss you, you'll get it too, one wonders. So what about dog food? There's peas and lentils and legumes, potatoes, that sort of thing. Tell us what you feed your dogs. Where do you find the dog food? And how do we avoid the pretty bags that have garbage in them?
Well, first of all, we have to understand that dogs are omnivores like we are. So they need meat and they need vegetables and mm-hmm. So the first thing you need to do is make sure that whatever dog food you're going to be feeding your dog, or your cat for that matter, it's AFCO certified.
AFCO
is basically the FDA for animal feed. In other words, they check everything to make sure. So make sure the bag or the can, whatever you're feeding, has an AFCO label on it or an AFCO.
AFCO?
I think it's AAFCO.
AAFCO. Okay, AFCO. Yeah.
That's number one. Number two is read the ingredients. I mean, I look at the back of a package of dog food, and if I don't know what one of the ingredients is, I don't understand the chemical makeup of it, it's not going to my dog's belly. It's that simple.
Yeah, right.
So I look at the first ingredient and work my way down. There are a lot of brands out there that are pretty decent brands that have been, especially now, but the thing you need to take into consideration, where are they made? Are they using ingredients? For example, I'm not going to give you a specific name, but the dog food I use, absolutely made right here in Southern California.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it better because it's Southern California, but it's made right here in the U.S., and I made sure that there's not one ingredient, no ingredients from China or any other parts of the world. Everything is sourced and manufactured right here in America. So those are things you can check out. And sometimes the best thing to do is, if you're looking at the aisles and which food to feed, is go online to the specific sites and really read what the companies are saying, and then kind of do your own research. That's how I did it, and that's how I found the dog food that I feed my own pets.
I found Flint River Ranch, which is also a California company, that is all kibbles. It was vegetarian. That's what Charlotte ate for years and years, and I think that accounts in part to her long life. She was not fed garbage. And it's easy to get fooled. I understand. They make pretty bags and packages and cans. That doesn't mean it's any good.
But also, the whole, you know, we hear a lot about probiotics now, probiotic this, probiotic that. Probiotics are really important, but the food that I feed my own guy not only has probiotics, but has prebiotics. And prebiotics are so important to make the probiotics work properly. So those are things you need to look for. You know, are there prebiotics, probiotics? How long has the company been around? Are they manufacturing all of their food at the same location, or do they have different locations around the country? Common sense goes a long way in making sure that your dog or cats get the healthiest food possible. And then I substitute. I buy organic carrots and I cut them up. If I have peas, I'll give the dog peas. If I have asparagus, I'll give him asparagus. My dog is convinced that watermelon is liver. From the day I got him, that was the first thing I ever gave, was a little piece of watermelon, and I explained it's liver, it's liver. So if I say liver, unless he wants it. And the funny part about it is I swallowed a bit, but spit them out for him.
I will. Actually, I'm going to try that with Daisy. Haven't you ever given, I don't remember giving Charlotte any watermelon at all. Let's talk for a second about heart disease and the things that you recommend to your listeners. There are these heart, what do they call heart pills, the heart worms that you give the dog every month. Are those things, are they any good? Do they really work? Do dogs have heartworms and does that cause heart attacks?
No, heartworm can kill your dog. Heartworms are deadly, and the bottom line is, before they start a heartworm medication, your vet should test the dog to make sure there is no heartworm, because sometimes the medication that they use, I don't know what they're still using, but for years they use arsenic. The treatment for heartworm is almost as dangerous as the heartworm itself. So I think they have newer medications on the market, but I am a firm believer in heartworm medication for our dogs.
Yeah. Every month you give them.
Yeah, especially if they're hanging around at dog parks or the type of dog that's out where other dogs may be around.
Yeah, because remember, dogs are not very discerning where they stick their nose. Daisy, I remember Charlotte sticking her, and then people say, you let that dog kiss your face, or you share an ice cream cone with that dog? Yeah.
Hey, let me just say one thing. I'm usually the person that comes down against Los Angeles County. The county of Los Angeles now has 6 different locations open for dogs that are overheated, cooling centers for dogs as well.
That's a great idea. Very important. And maybe you check with wherever you are, because the heat is a big problem all across the country. Great advice from Warren Eckstein. From the Pet Show, check out petshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.